A team of scientists has unearthed buried treasure. It's not gold or jewels. Rather, it's part of an experiment hidden more than a century ago by a botanist who worked at what's now Michigan State University. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports on what he stashed away and why.
It was 4 a.m., dark, cold, and lightly snowing. The four scientists hoped no one would notice as they gathered together on the campus of Michigan State University.
You know where we're headed?
Yep.
Okay, good.
They brought flashlights, a shovel, and an old map showing the secret location. Amazing. They took turns digging.
How deep is that? That's about what, 8 inches?
6 inches.
Yeah,
it's
right here.
Professor Frank Talewski was the only one of them who'd done this before, 2 decades ago. That's when he first took on the role of caretaker for a long-term experiment. A really long-term experiment. One that started in 1879. Talewski explains that way back then, a botanist named William Beale wanted to answer a question. How long can the seeds of weeds remain viable underground?
And what he did is he got 20 bottles, and those 20 bottles he filled up with a sandy seed mixture, and the sandy seed mixture contained 21 species of plants with 50 seeds per plant.
Talewski says the original idea was to dig up a bottle every 5 years and try to get its seeds to sprout. Beale did that until he retired in 1910. Then he handed his experiment off to another scientist, who handed it off to another, and so on, until Talewski got the honor. He and the other caretakers have kept this experiment going longer than Beale ever intended, because they switched to digging up a bottle every 10 years, then every 20 years. As Talewski got ready for this latest excavation, he started thinking about the future.
I decided we needed to pass this on to the next generation as I turned 65 last year.
So he picked 3 young colleagues at Michigan State University to be the new caretakers: Marjorie Weber, David Lowry, and Lars Brudvig. David Lowry says he first heard of this experiment 2 decades ago when he was a student in California.
I was blown away by the length and time in which it was occurring. I never imagined I'd be involved as well.
But there he was, digging in the dark. The team recorded their adventure. Lars Brudvig says this felt different than doing his own experiments.
Almost like more pressure or something than normal, because I'm part of this bigger process. It's bigger than me.
They all watched as Marjorie Weber stuck her head in the hole and started feeling around in the dirt.
Oh, I think I found it. Wait, maybe not. It was a rock.
Then she felt another smooth object.
Okay, now I for real found it.
And she invited Frank Talewski to get down there and check it out.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, wow. Hello, bottles. Oh, thank you. All right.
Marjorie Weber says getting to pull out a bottle was really special.
The last person to touch it was Professor Beale 140 years ago, you know, this person who was writing letters to Darwin.
The researchers immediately planted the seeds in potting soil, and earlier today, David Lowry went to the lab to check.
Looking over the soil, oh my God, there's something that germinated. We've got one seedling coming up right now.
Marjorie Weber says Beale's original question is still relevant.
We know that seeds can last a really long time in really perfect conditions, like in seed storage vaults or in the permafrost. We have these instances of seeds lasting a long time, but we really don't know how long seeds last just in the soil. And that's where most of the seeds are.
There are 4 bottles left, so this seed viability study still has 80 more years to go. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.